From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with another state and local news update. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska launched a community and behavioral health division this spring. As Claire Strempel reports for KTOO, the move marks a shift towards stronger tribal support for wellness.
The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida already offers some social services, but it's ready to expand. Tlingit and Haida President Chasha Yish Richard Peterson says COVID-19 was the catalyst to creating a wellness division that's been urged by the tribal delegation, that's the legislative branch of the government, for years. He says there's been hesitancy to step into the wellness role because Southeast Regional Health Consortium and other medical providers already offer these services. But he says demand is so great that everyone needs to work together.
And for me, I'm not so worried about stepping on toes. Step away. Step on mine. We'll figure it out. What we need to do is we need to jump in. We need to be doing this work.
Peterson says generational trauma from colonization, residential schools, and forced assimilation underlies mental health and addiction challenges.
That scar, that hurt, the trauma is passed down, you know, and you don't even understand necessarily why. But it surfaces, and we want to take a more direct approach to working and providing that service to our citizens so that we can be the hand up, you know, we can be there.
The new division will offer programs aimed at prevention, treatment, and recovery, as well as providing regular mental health care to tribal citizens. The goal is to create a system of wraparound services. The tribe hired Dr. Tina Woods to lead the new division. She's a licensed clinical psychologist originally from St. Paul Island. She supported the administration with self-care and mental wellness courses during the pandemic.
I am a trained Western psychologist. However, I've also been trained by Alaska Native elders throughout the state. And to me, there's nothing more powerful than blending two worlds together to provide the highest quality of services to our tribal citizens.
The bulk of Woods' career has been in the Alaska tribal health system, in both administration and clinical practice. Her studies and her work have a rural and indigenous emphasis. She'll lead the tribe's existing programs, but also expand the kind of care tribal members have been getting. Woods says one of her main goals is to break down stigma around mental health issues and drug use so that people will seek help. And she says that while the pandemic caused a surge in cases of anxiety, depression, and stress, it's that very surge that's helping to normalize the issues.
Because as we all experience this shared trauma of dealing with high stress of the unknown, unpredictable times, we can share that together and understand what anxiety really is. Grief is huge right now. So the pandemic has created a lot of grief in many ways. It has taken away our norm.
Peterson says Dr. Woods' clinical credentials speak for themselves. And he knows her focus on culture as a healer will help keep the tribe moving in the right direction. For KTOO, I'm Claire Strempel in Juneau.
As summer fishing seasons gear up and get started, Wrangell community groups gathered at the Wrangell Mariners Memorial to wish safety to anyone on the water and remember those who have lost their lives at sea. KSTK's Sage Smiley has this postcard from Wrangell's 2021 Blessings of the Fleet.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
A handful of boats bobbed outside the breakwater of Wrangell's Heritage Harbor on Sunday afternoon, listening by VHF broadcast to the town's 2021 Blessing of the Fleet. To the delight of the attendees on foot, the morning's cloud cover broke just before the start of the ceremony.
The blessing of the fleet is a tradition that began centuries ago in Mediterranean fishing communities.
Island of Faith pastor Sue Baleda delivered remarks representing the Wrangell Ministerial Association.
And we bless these crafts and their crews in their work, in their play, in their days, in their nights. Be safe, be strong, be fruitful, this day and every day.
While fleet blessings have been a storied tradition of coastal communities for generations, Wrangell hasn't had a solid annual blessing of the fleet tradition. But the Wrangell Ministerial Association and Wrangell Mariners Memorial Committee aim to revitalize the event at a more permanent space for reflection on lives lost at sea, the Wrangell Mariners Memorial. Committee Chair Jen Miller Yancey says the memorial is in the final stages of construction.
As you can see, we have fresh concrete pour. Thank you, everyone, for being really careful around that. The concrete truck was only available this weekend.
Wrangell's Mariners Memorial is an idea that's been in the works for decades, but was formally brought to the city's Port Commission in 2012. 5 years later, and after many discussions, a group of Wrangellites formed the Wrangell Mariners Memorial Committee and got the group nonprofit status. After deciding on a design, the group broke ground on the Mariners Memorial in late 2018. Over the last year, the site has really taken shape, with the construction of a hexagonal lighthouse pavilion with an 800-pound compass rose in its center, and sweeping, boat-shaped iron walls which will hold the names of the Wrangell Mariners who have passed on. Some of the first names to grace the memorial will be those of Helen and Sig Decker. The 19 and 21-year-old Wrangell sister and brother died along with two of their fishing crewmates in a tragic car crash on Mitkoff Island last year. Some of the funds raised in the siblings' memory were donated to help complete construction of the Mariners Memorial. To wrap up this year's fleet blessing, Wrangell Middle Schooler Madeline Davies read the poem If You've Ever Lived on an Island by J. Earnhardt.
If you've ever heard the seagulls, the whales, a foghorn, the winds, then you've heard the song of the coastline and the peaceful message it sends. Indeed, if you have lived on an island by the sea, you'll never return to the mainland as your spirit has been set free.
One of the assembled boats responded with a honk of thanks as land-based well-wishers milled about, chatting and enjoying local cookies and donuts. The Mariners Memorial Committee hopes to raise up to $25,000 to complete the current phase of construction, finishing the memorial walls and starting to add memorial plaques. After that, it'll be on to landscaping the site. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.
And in politics, former President Donald Trump issued a statement Monday blaming Lisa Murkowski for the Biden administration's decision to suspend action on drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
In a press release from his Save America Political Action Committee, Trump wrote, quote, Senator Lisa Murkowski has cost the great people of Alaska billions and billions of dollars by voting for radical left Biden appointees, which in turn led to the revocation of ANWR drilling, which Alaskans have been fighting to see happen for six decades. Unquote. Trump also renewed his pledge to work for Murkowski's defeat, suggesting he'd visit Alaska next year to campaign against her. Murkowski, when she was a key Senate swing vote in 2017, got ANWR drilling added to the Republican tax bill. Trump signed the bill into law. As it directed, the Trump administration held the first lease sale in the refuge in the final days of Trump's presidency. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland last week suspended those drilling leases. Murkowski voted for Haaland's confirmation. Trump's statement doesn't mention it, but Senator Dan Sullivan also voted to confirm Haaland. Congressman Don Young crossed the Capitol to urge senators at her confirmation hearing to support her. Trump has repeatedly threatened to campaign against Murkowski. She was one of seven Republican senators to vote to convict him at his second impeachment trial. Of the seven, Murkowski is the only one running for re-election next year. The angle Trump took in his press release, taking credit for allowing oil drilling in the refuge while blaming Murkowski for the Biden administration's anti-drilling agenda, echoes an opinion piece in the Anchorage Daily News last week. Its author is Kelly Chewbacca, a Republican who has filed for Murkowski's Senate seat. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
In other news, an agreement between an Alaska Native Village Corporation and conservationists would restrict development on lands in the Bristol Bay region where a mine developer has proposed a road. The plan announced Tuesday could create another obstacle for the proposed Pebble Mine. The Conservation Fund says it has launched a fundraising campaign to buy the land easements on more than 44,000 acres from the Pedro Bay Corp for $18.3 million. A spokesperson for the company seeking to develop the mine says its focus is on a pending appeal with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. For more on this and other news stories, you can go to ktoo.org. This is KTOO News.